We always like to have guests from the official opposition, the NDP here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Sarah Hoffman. She's the Shadow Minister for Hospital and Surgical Health Facilities and also the MLA for Edmonton Glenora. I guess, first of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be on your show, Kyle.
All right, the main thing I want to talk about today is big situations we're seeing in all sorts of hospitals across the province. A number of doctors in the Alberta Medical Association over the past little bit have been raising kind of alarm bells, if you will, the fact that a lot of the hospitals and emergency rooms really getting crowded in there, and it's kind of putting a strain on some things, and we haven't seen a whole lot of action coming as of yet from the provincial government and their various health ministries. I guess, first of all, what's kind of some of your takes on the kind of the overall situation that's happening out there?
It is chaos. Grimshaw's hospital is closed today. Lots of the Edmonton and Calgary emergency departments, you're seeing people wait, 8 hours to get in and see somebody. Just before Christmas, there was a 44-year-old man with his wife and his father in the emergency department, and after 8 hours, he died of, it seems like it's probably related to a heart attack. It is not instilling a lot of confidence, and people keep asking questions of Danielle Smith and any of her health ministers, and none of them have made themselves available to answer these questions and to say what they're going to do to actually address the overcrowding and the staff shortages. So we understand that they're going to be coming back from vacation tomorrow. Holy smokes. It seems like everybody else has been focused on work, and I can tell you that those doctors and nurses in the hospital sure haven't been on vacation. So we are calling on them to give some answers about what they're going to do to actually make it better quickly, because we can't afford to have more people dying in the emergency room or showing up to the emergency department and finding out that it's closed.
And certainly, it's a lot of the focus with the overcrowding has been on the ones in the big cities like Calgary and Edmonton, but even in the rural areas, like up here in the Peace region, there are the hospitals that have had doctor shortages. You mentioned obviously Grimshaw dealing with some of that right now, and we've also just recently in the past little bit have had some doctors here at Peace River Point that, we kind of got limited resources as is, but if we have to send someone to, say, GP or Edmonton for more advanced care, if you will, well, that's just going to cause a bit more of a backlog there, because everybody else is kind of sort of loaded to the gills, if you will. So what kind of the impacts do you think this is particularly having on some of the hospitals in rural areas?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Edmonton's been on diversion for months, meaning if somebody's in the hospital in Edmonton that doesn't need to be, at the U of A or at the Alex, that they're sent to another regional hospital. I talked to somebody from Alberta Beach whose husband died in the Grand Prairie Hospital, and she was, staying up there during that time. But, of course, they're much closer to Edmonton, and that was several months ago. So we see this happening, and it puts more pressure on hospitals outside of the big centers. And what we really need is a new hospital in South Edmonton. We know a lot of people from not just northern Alberta, but northern Saskatchewan, including the territories. They come down to the Alex, to the U, for a lot of their more essential health care that's not available in those areas. We need a new hospital in Edmonton to take some of that pressure off and to free up some space at those triage hospitals or trauma hospitals. So it's really important that we actually see this government move forward with building that South Edmonton hospital, which was well into the planning phase before the UCP came into government and then canceled it. The last time Edmonton got a new hospital was the 1980s with the Grey Nuns, and that's just not okay. We know how much our province has grown, and especially the large cities, and it's important for everybody in Alberta who relies on those larger trauma hospitals to have confidence that they're going to be open if they need to come in and use the services there. So we need to make sure that we're staffing rural hospitals as well as the larger urban ones. And the UCP instead has been putting out the odd media statement, but hasn't even answered questions about what's going on. And it is not okay. It's a couple of the big pressures contributing to that too have been a really terrible flu season. And less than 20% of Albertans are vaccinated. And I remember when I was minister, it was there was one year it was at 66%, and we called a meeting to figure out what we could do to get the numbers even higher than that, because that wasn't good enough. And it definitely seems like the UCP doesn't care.
Now you mentioned the bit on the flu vaccine numbers, and I think as mentioned, it's around 20% or so of the vaccination rate for the province as a whole. But when you break it down into some more specific areas, it does go down a bit, especially here in the north, and some of the areas in the Peace and Mackenzie region are particularly low when it comes to getting the flu shots. And so, do you think there needs to be kind of better work on kind of the sort of awareness campaigns, if you will, on you know, just simply getting a flu shot?
Yeah, so I will say that there are a few things that the government could do right now to make it easier. They could open up where people are getting public COVID shots, because if people are getting one, they often get two, and do a bit of an awareness campaign on that. Having more people who are trusted in community, who are feeling empowered to be able to share the science and the message, I think is one. And by community, I don't just mean healthcare workers. Obviously, there is a big culture of fear in the health community right now around a lot of that. But also, when we saw vaccine rates go up, it was because we had cultural leaders and others feeling empowered to say, like, hey, this is something you can do to help take care of yourself and your community. So I'd say having focused outreach between public health and cultural leaders in our communities to be able to give them the language and the tools that they need to feel confident in sharing good public health advice would be beneficial for everyone. And just making it as easy as possible for those who do want to get it to be able to get it. And the government's been putting in a lot of new barriers for folks, including even charging people who wanted to get certain vaccines who were never charged before. So it's just leading to more pressure in our hospitals when people are getting sick of something that they could have more protection against.
One talking point that I know the UCP government had a little while back on the healthcare front was on plans to get more beds and care spaces. Try to get to, I think somewhere in the thousands is what they were hoping to get. But what I guess would be kind of your level of optimism on seeing any progress happening on that front?
So it's been many, many months that they've been saying they're going to be opening new towers at two hospitals, Edmonton, the Grey Nuns and the Misericordia, and then building more beds at the South Calgary Hospital as well. And they've been talking about this for months, but have put no money actually into even planning, let alone the construction phase. So they really like to give big numbers and grand announcements over and over again. But what we actually need is action. We need to hire staff. We need to make sure that they're working to their fullest capacity. The Misericordia Hospital, when the NDP was in government, we funded the expansion of that emergency department. So it's about three times of what it used to be, which is the right size for how much West Edmonton's serving right now. But they haven't matched that, the UCP, with operational dollars to actually mean that they can hire more staff so that they can provide more care. So they love to say big numbers without actually putting any money behind them to make it a reality. And that's really disrespectful to voters and to patients who are in need of these hospital services.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, they always like to add a little personal question, show that the politicians are people too. Of course, we did just get to start the new calendar year of 2026 just a couple of weeks ago. Some people out there like to be big onto the New Year's resolutions. What about you? Are you a resolutions person? And if so, what is the New Year's resolution for you this year?
I'm a goal setter, so I set many goals with my nieces and nephews this year around us, spending some quality time. One was I got to take my nephew to Lord of the Rings at the Jubilee last week. That was very fun. But another one is to keep my front sidewalk ice-free. So good thing it's above zero today. I'll be out there with a chipper trying to make sure that it's safe for my neighbors to be able to navigate. But, yeah, I love goals. I guess they're, a different version of a resolution, but I feel like it's something that all of us can achieve goals and aspire to have a great year in service of one another.
Hope you get some good time to do that in the next little bit. Sarah Hoffman, the NDP Shadow Minister for Hospitals and also the MLA for Edmonton Glenora, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me on.